Although it seems you and your parents grew close to the people of the Pueblo, is it true that you still were perhaps outsiders because you really weren't New Mexico Indian?
I think anybody who goes to a Pueblo is going to be an outsider in the sense that there is so much secret activity in the tribe. So my parents were, you know, they were excluded from secret ceremonies, of course, but they were welcomed as Indians. And I think I had a much closer relationship with the Pueblo in a way because of my age. You know, I was going to school with peers and they were Pueblo and I was not, but it didn't matter much because we were all in the same boat, studying the same things and learning about each other.
Would New Mexico Indians consider Indians, say, from Oklahoma as not really Indian?
No, they considered them Indian and they still have very close relationships with Indians from outside.
When do you remember consciously writing anything of substance?
I guess probably during my high school years. And when I got into college, I was very much determined to be a poet, and I was writing what I thought was poetry. I was entering contests, that sort of thing. That's really where I think the writing career began.
So it wasn't until high school that you began writing?
Well, I was probably doing some things before that, but they didn't amount to much, and I don't remember them particularly.
And so going into high school, would you have thought, you know, I'm thinking I like writing so much that...
Well, it's because my mother was a writer, and so, you know, I grew up in a creative household. My father was a painter. My mother was a writer. I'm sure by osmosis I got a lot of things. But yes, I thought of being a writer when I was quite young. It seemed to me a very romantic idea and something I'd like to do. I didn't do it until I was in college, really, and I started writing poetry.
As we've said, many of the events in Jemez made their way into Housemaid of Dawn, for example, like the Feast of San Diego.
Yes.
And what is the Feast of San Diego?
Well, each of the Pueblos has a principal feast day, and they have a patron saint. And San Diego is the patron saint of Jemez, so his feast day is November 12th, and that is the principal feast at Jemez.
And then the chicken pull, what was that?
That was a game and had religious significance. It is a Spanish tradition, and it happened at Jemez, of course, once or twice a year. It was very, very thrilling to watch. You had to be an excellent horseman to take part in the game. And so I saw that a number of times when I was living there, and it was very exciting to see. And then I think through the years it deteriorated and became something for the children rather than for the men in their prime. I don't know how it's observed today, if it is at all.
Also, something you drew on was the killing of the goose. That also provides the subject of Angle of Geese.
That's a poem, yes, and I based that on an incident in which I went with my father and one of his friends hunting, and we found geese on the river at Jemez. One of the men, I still don't know which one, shot and killed a goose, and I had to go and retrieve it from the river, carry it, and it died in my arms. It made a great impression upon me, and I wrote about it.
Do you think to yourself how this was all meant to be, how you ended up in New Mexico and all this, and then you used all those experiences forever and ever? It's just an amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I do feel that very keenly, yeah.
You spent your final year of high school at a military school in Virginia. Why a military school?
Well, I had gone to so many schools. I went to 4 different high schools, as a matter of fact. And I had gone to all those schools on the reservations when I was little. So as I was approaching college age, I thought, I don't really have any preparation for college. So I talked to my parents about this, and we decided that I would spend my senior year at a prep school. My mother had a rich tradition of Southern life coming from Kentucky, so I had a romantic idea of Virginia and its history, very rich history. So we sent for catalogs, and I chose Augusta Military Academy in Fort Defiance, Virginia, and that's where I spent my senior year.
So overall, that was a good experience for you?
Yeah, it was a good experience.
The rigidness of a military academy, was that something you had to deal with?
Yes, and I didn't mind at the time. I thought I might, but I fell right into the groove, and it turned out to be a fine year for me. an interesting year. A lot was compressed into that year.
You were able to work on your writing skills?
No, not particularly my writing skills. I remember that I entered a speaking contest in Baltimore and represented the school there, I think took third place or something. But I wasn't writing at that time. I was much too busy with the schoolwork and so on.
Was this a surprise to you that all of a sudden you realized, hey, I can get up in front and I can speak? Or was it difficult for you? You had to gain confidence doing that?
Yes, I had had some experience. I think in one summer before my senior year, I took part in a kind of forensic, not a contest so much as a kind of seminar at the University of New Mexico. And I got interested in speaking, and I found that I could do it pretty well. I had a little experience before.